Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome, Afternoon Drive. Goodman Mason. Watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us on the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber to the public, go to rmfp.com. As Kermit the Frog would say, it's not easy being green, but you are today, Mace. Why?
I got this shirt for my birthday.
Was it lying on the floor or was it in the hamper?
It's actually been worn first time I've worn it.
So
it's
just actually
been,
I like it.
It's been on a rack in my closet.
No.
Yeah. On a hanger.
It's very nice. Stand up for a second. That is a very nice shirt.
Do I need to? Should I spin around?
No. It's a nice golf shirt. Yeah. I'd rather you not do ballet here, Baryshnikov. But that's a very nice shirt. Who bought that for you?
My wife did.
Are you a? I see you're not a button all the way up guy. The hip cats, the new kids on the block like it buttoned up all the way. Specifically golfers.
I've been through phases in my life where I did button to the top button.
Yeah, I think
because it kind of comes and goes.
Yeah.
I think the only time I kind of do it with any consistency is if I wear a polo shirt underneath like a crew neck sweater or a sweatshirt, and then it just kind of
there you go.
The collar seems to work a little bit better when you button to the top underneath the shirt, but when the shirt is standing alone, you got to leave one. Some people like to go two or even three. This is a three-button polo. I'm going for one.
I got to tell you something. I'm so glad you wore that color today.
Well, you're wearing like a kind of dolphin, Miami Dolphin aquamarine t-shirt today.
But generally speaking, what color is it if you at first blush? What color would you say this is if you had to snap and say, just give me a primary color? What color is it?
Green.
There you go. And what's our lead today? Who is it about?
The Green Bay Packers.
Or as my daughter would say, the Green Baked Crackers. Time now for the lead.
The lead is presented by Marco's Pizza in Aurora, where everything is fresh, never frozen, like the dough and sauces to go with hand-cut meats and veggies. Order today at either location, off Smoky Hill Road or Quincy in Aurora.
Well, there's some problems going on with the Green Bay Packers right now. We know about the Aaron Rodgers situation. Now contract talks have broken off between the Packers and wide receiver Devontae Adams. And earlier today, a Green Bay Packer decided to put something on Twitter. Would you like to share with the class?
I would love to. Za'Darius Smith, pass rusher extraordinaire, within the last hour tweets out, quote, "I need a realtor in Green Bay ASAP."
Wow. Okay. I don't know how much Za'Darius Smith is going to be part of this question. Maybe. You can certainly make the case Devontae Adams is, because you can make the case he's arguably the best wide receiver in football, had 18 touchdowns last year. Aaron Rodgers' favorite target, put up ridiculous numbers in about 13 games. Do you think there is a correlation between the contract negotiations between the Packers and Adams and the Aaron Rodgers situation?
100% I do.
I don't believe that for 1 minute. I'm so glad you said that, because I didn't know if we would agree or disagree.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, Devontae Adams wants his money, and the next contract for him is going to be contract number 3, last big score.
Right.
But.
And he's going to get a big score from somebody.
He will, but you wonder if he's now in a position where he's thinking, all right, before I might have given the Packers a little bit of a discount to stay around, but now with the clock ticking, one way or another, whether it's playing out this season or sitting out this season, the clock ticking on Aaron Rodgers, clearly that he isn't as willing to give that sort of discount and thinks, okay, I'll test the market. And it's possible that you may be talking about him going any number of places, including wherever Aaron Rodgers ends up next offseason.
Your narrative would convince me that you are right, that the Rodgers situation affects Adams. If indeed he was giving a hometown discount and then wanted fair market value.
Yeah.
However, I believe he wanted fair market value and more. So if that narrative that I believe is
so
the
he
case,
wants a bonus to stick around with a team that at some point in the next 12 months is handing the baton to Jordan
No,
Love.
No. He wants to be paid like the highest paid wide receiver in football, period. And the Packers think, well, this is what we think you're worth. So let's use Justin Simmons as our example. Okay. He was in the neighborhood before he signed about $14.5 million. Is that fair to say?
Yes.
Okay. And if George Payton offered Justin Simmons 14.8, I'm sure he would have gladly taken it. Mm-hmm. I think that Davante Adams, and listen, this is pure speculation on my part, is being offered about 14.8. And now is saying, you know what? Maybe Rodgers isn't going to be here, but I want to be the highest paid guy now. Now I want 15.3. And 14.8 is not a discount anyway. It's still putting you top two or three anyway.
And we're talking comparative numbers because realistically a receiver.
No, I know what you're.
You'd be adding $5 million.
I am morphing together the Simmons situation and the Davante
maybe
Adams.
Maybe in his mind, the hometown discount is not being the highest paid player at his position.
Maybe he wanted.
Being a little bit lower.
Maybe he wanted to be the highest paid player, period. And the Packers said no. And that's what I don't know. Maybe he was giving a hometown discount.
Yeah, we don't know the details of this. But
it was a discount double check is really what it was.
But it's interesting that this happens in light of all the other stuff that kind of is popping up and the notion that, okay, Rodgers does come back for a season, but maybe there's a wink-wink nudge-nudge agreement to trade him after the year. And now you have the Packers' best pass rusher, Za'Darius Smith, who maybe he's trolling us all by posting this.
That's directly related to Rodgers.
Yes.
I have no doubt about that. I think that Adams...
And his contract, by the way, ends after next year, so he's got another 2 years to go this season and next season on his deal.
Adams and the Packers have been negotiating for a while.
Right.
Remember, Justin Simmons did not get his deal done last year. He wanted to be one of the highest paid guys, but he had to stay. He didn't have a choice. Because he was franchised. Davante Adams, maybe he was saying, I want to be the highest paid guy. The Packers said no, and he said, fine. Okay. If that's the case, that has nothing to do with Rodgers. With that, but if he was giving a hometown discount and then sees that Aaron Rodgers might not be coming back, and now he wants a little bit more, then you're right.
Yeah.
Either way, we don't know the answer to that right now.
Now, the thing Davante Adams knows is that he can be productive regardless of who the quarterback is. He still had 10 touchdowns in 14 games played in that 2017 season when Green Bay played a majority of the year without Aaron Rodgers when Brett Hundley started 9 games. But he's also a player who's going into his 8th year this year. And when you talk about a receiver that has that level of experience going into his 30s, you are thinking in terms of, all right, what's going to give me what I'm missing here? And what he's missing is the big ring.
There are more than a few Broncos players who felt slighted by John Elway because they didn't get the money they felt that they deserved. As one prominent Broncos player in that locker room told me, John Elway has the reputation of being cheap. But it never came to something like this that is going on in Green Bay. You have the situation with Rodgers. He is not happy with Gutekunst, the GM. Now you have Gutekunst, because that's who it is, not Mark Murphy, Gutekunst and Davante Adams reps not coming to a deal. The two best players on the team, you could say Jaire Alexander is the second best player on the team. I'll go with Davante Adams.
But Za'Darius Smith has had, what, 27 sacks the last 2 years?
With that.
One of the best at what he does.
With that. If you're Mark Murphy and you already know it's a bad situation with Rodgers, and now Davante Adams might leave, I'm not saying the problem is Gutekunst, but around the league, the problem will be Gutekunst when Adams and Rodgers talk to other players who might be considering Green Bay as a free agent.
And this is what happens. These things end up spreading. You get a reputation. And whether it is justified or not, yep. That sort of reputation in negotiations is incredibly hard to shake off unless literally you have to go 180 degrees in the other direction and frankly overpay. some guys to kind of pull that off. Part of the reputation with Elway as well, as it kind of evolved, was there was frustration that, okay, for a while there, he's taking care of guys that the Broncos imported, but not the guys the Broncos developed.
You put something in the show notes, and I at least want to address it, because I don't know what your answer was going to be, mm-hmm. but while the question is great, the answer is easy. So, if Rodgers hasn't been traded by the start of free agency, do you think a team would gain an edge in potentially dealing for him by signing Adams? And does he become something the Broncos should think about? The answer to your first question is yes. Mm-hmm. The answer to your second question is absolutely not. They're not bringing in Devontae Adams and Aaron Rodgers because they won't be able to pay anybody else.
Well, you're then making some tough choices on the roster.
You know what? You know what you should do? Sign Jake Kumerow.
Ha!
Aaron Rodgers' bestie on the Packers. Go sign him. That's the guy you want to get because that's his bestie and he's cheap.
He's cheap. He is cheap and
he's unsigned.
No, he's a Buffalo Bill right
now.
Oh,
is he?
Yeah. Well, he's not going. You assume that he would be unsigned. Yeah. Now
he might be replacing Cole Beasley if Cole Beasley comes down with COVID.
Yeah. That's possibly true. Or actually the biggest beneficiary if Cole Beasley doesn't play or gets forced out in Buffalo is former Bronco Emmanuel Sanders.
Yep.
And that's one reason why Buffalo, I think, is...
How about Isaiah McKenzie?
A little bit willing
How
to
about
say.
Isaiah McKenzie?
That's true. But in 2022, by the way, right now, according to overthecap.com, the Broncos are projected to have $48 million of salary cap space. But that's something that with a couple of restructures, they can increase pretty quickly. So I think what I'm saying is if they were in a situation where they were bidding for Aaron Rodgers, or if they knew they were going to be able to trade for Aaron Rodgers, it wouldn't surprise me if they did pony up for Devontae Adams, because they're going to spend more money at receiver next year, probably regardless, because they're either going to re-sign Cortland Sutton or they may bring in another guy. My guess is if Aaron Rodgers is coming to the Broncos by then, that money at receiver would probably go to Devontae Adams.
Well, a lot of money will go to Devontae Adams.
Yes. He's going to be a $20 million a year receiver.
Cortland
in all likelihood.
Here. Rodgers would come here even without Devontae Adams.
He would.
You don't have to go get Devontae Adams. You don't. Not for him.
But you did.
But when you look at Judy and Hamler and Fant and possibly Sutton, you don't have to go get him. You don't have to appease Aaron Rodgers when it comes to Devontae Adams.
No, you don't.
You'd like to get him, yeah, but you don't have to.
But Tampa Bay didn't necessarily need to get Rob Gronkowski because they had two very good pass-catching tight ends in Cameron Brayton, O.J. Howard, but they went ahead and got Gronk anyway.
Hold on. Different salary. Age is different. Gronkowski isn't the same guy. And, oh, by the way, they already had Brady.
Salaries are
different.
Hold on. I get that.
They had Brady on the roster.
And then you give him, you say, okay, we're going to bring you in, and we're also going to go get your guy.
You know, what you're suggesting is go sign Adams to get Rodgers. In the Buccaneers situation,
if it hasn't happened, in the Buccaneers
situation, they had Brady and they found room for Gronk.
A safe assumption would actually be that if Rodgers is traded in the offseason, that the deal is agreed to in February and executed at the start of the league year.
Might be, and you know what? He also might want to go to the Raiders. Talking about Devontae Adams, because he has talked a lot about teaming back up with his Fresno State quarterback, Derek Carr. Coming up after the break, the Minnesota Vikings made a major move today, COVID-related, having to do with a former Broncos coach. I think a lot of us who read it for the first time were stunned. You might be too. That's next.
Please, baby, please tell me what's the problem. Yeah, I'm a fiend for the cream like a Baskin Robin. Now just don't leave me in the street because I'll go back to Robin. Just for the team, ain't have a thing and now we got it popping. I've been through too much just to live.
Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Welcome back. Afternoon Drive. Goodman, Mason. Watch us, milehighsports.com. You can reach us, Rocky Mountain Forest Products Twitter feed, at Mace Denver, at Eric Goodman. If you are looking for wholesale lumber to the public, Go to rmfp.com. In the meantime, I want to tell you about Siltahar Mazda. They are just loaded with inventory. So what does that mean for you? While other Mazda dealerships are low on inventory, you're going to have a huge selection at Siltahar Mazda so you can get exactly what you want. I'm sure you heard that supply chains are breaking down. It's taking longer to get things. Prices are going up. Well, right now with Siltahar Mazda, they have 56 CX-30s, 19 CX-5s in stock right now. Take one for a test drive today. And I also want to tell you about their service department. I actually had to go there today. My battery on my car went out, and I drove there essentially unannounced, and I was out of there in 45 minutes.
That's amazing.
You can't get an oil change in 45 minutes. Their customer service was so stinking fantastic. It's not that I was surprised, because Greg Larson, who is the vice president at Siltahar, and PT, who is the marketing director, I've known them for a long time. I know they have a great shop at Siltahar and Siltahar Mazda. But I will tell you, I don't think I've ever dealt with a service team that works so diligently and so efficiently. So I always talk about the cars at Siltahar Mazda. You need service? Go to Siltahar. They are fantastic. You can find them in Broomfield or go to sthmazda.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Mighty Plumbing and Heating. Why does Mighty Plumbing and Heating have nearly 155 star reviews? No one has better service, and they will meet or beat any written offer. Go to mightyph.com.
Okay, I was kind of surprised when I saw this story today. The Vikings have fired offensive coordinator Rick Dennison after he refused to get the COVID vaccine. The NFL is requiring tier one staff, that is people closest in contact with the players, such as coaches, equipment managers, to get vaccinated. Players cannot be forced, according to the union, and that's a union mandate. They do not have to be vaccinated, but the tier one guys with the team, mm-hmm. coaches, equipment managers, do. And by the way, Rick Dennison, not the first guy today. According to reports, a Patriots coach, Cole Popovich, he is not going to be back because he is not going to take the vaccine.
Now, the Vikings are saying that they're, quote, continuing to hold discussions, unquote, regarding these protocols. And their statement said, quote, at this time, Coach Dennison does not have an exemption of the vaccination requirements of the protocols, unquote, which basically implies that he tried to get an exemption and it was denied, perhaps. There are religious exemptions. There are exemptions if you, you know, obviously there are some people who have health concerns that can't take the vaccine. And part of the reason why getting a push for so many healthy people to get a vaccine is to protect the small percentage of those who physically can't get a vaccine or have those religious exemptions.
What I'm about to say is going to sound completely terse and crass, but I'll ask you, because Rick Dennison spent a lot of time here. Mm-hmm. And just to give you a little background, one reason Gary Kubiak left the Broncos as the head coach is because Gary wanted Dennison to stay on the staff and Elway did not. With that, Terrell Owens was a pain in the ass as a teammate, period. But he was so stinking good, you just dealt with it, right?
For a while.
No, I'm just saying when he was good.
Yeah,
when I know what happened at the end of his career.
No, but the thing is, there came a point with every team where they said, this guy is really good,
Andrew,
but he's not worth the headache.
I get that.
Yes.
I know that.
And it wasn't a performance thing. It was a headache thing.
Terrell Owens in his prime was a major headache, but he was so stinking good, you're going to keep him.
Yeah.
Okay.
For a while.
Is Rick Dennison really that good?
He works well with the run game. But he's not an offensive coordinator. He's handling their run game in O-line. Is he good?
No. Is he really that good?
He's not to the point where he's irreplaceable.
Then let him go.
He's good, and they'll probably miss him to some degree. Gary Kubiak just retired. So
Clint Kubiak is the offensive coordinator.
Yeah, Clint Kubiak's in his first year on the job, and I would say that there's a decent chance that Clint Kubiak will miss him was going to lean on Rick Dennison.
Probably would.
But if you have an experienced offensive coordinator, like if it were last year and Gary Kubiak didn't have Rick Dennison, which is interesting that he was kind of willing to die on that hill.
Right.
For Rick Dennison and Brian Perriani.
Right. Elway really wanted Perriani out. Right?
That's what I've heard.
Yeah. Okay.
Yes, that's what I've heard.
Yeah. If Gary would have fired both of those guys, Gary might have been back.
Brian Perriani's continued employment in the NFL has been tied to Gary Kubiak.
And it's been puzzling, according to many people I have talked to.
Yeah.
How does this guy have a job, are some of the whispers around the NFL.
Because he went to Syracuse as offensive coordinator to kind of make his own name and bombed, and then immediately came back to the nurturing bosom of Gary Kubiak.
Right.
Anyway, but yes. Something that we talked about yesterday with players, and I think it applies to coaches as well. If you're not top tier at what you do, they will move on without you. And I'm saying it's one thing where we say, like, if you're a fringe coach, if you're a fringe player, that they'll just easily say, all right, we're going to move on without you. I think the threshold of people that they would move on from is actually if you're just kind of average at what you do.
Rick Dennison,
if you're a mid-tier guy.
Is Rick Dennison the Mike Munchak of offensive lines?
No. I mean, Mike Munchak is an elite offensive line
coach.
There
we go.
Who you'd say, all right, he's special. You get to kind of the great vast middle of coaches. And look, most coaches in terms of overall quality probably fall into that big middle.
I was watching the news.
And you say, okay, fine. Like, I mean, if you had the Broncos, like, the Broncos coaching staff is fully vaccinated.
Right.
And that's great for them, great for the team. But if, say, Pat Shurmur decided I'm not going to get the vaccine, I'm sure it would have been, well, all right, thanks, goodbye. Correct. Mike Shula is now our offensive coordinator.
Right. You read the news as much as I do. You watch the news as much as I do. And I don't want to get too political here because it...
But...
But here's the thing. And this is the truth. The federal government cannot mandate somebody getting the vaccine.
Correct.
But do you know who can force people to get the vaccine?
Private organizations.
Corporations.
Yes.
The NFL can force people to lose their jobs. So can Pepsi. So can Coca-Cola. So can Amazon.
And they can keep you from being around them as well because
right.
to be in the tier 2M designation where you can actually talk to people, talk to players and coaches and ask questions in person, you have to be vaccinated. And so...
That wasn't too political, was it?
That wasn't political.
Corporations will decide the number of people that get vaccinated because people will just lose their jobs.
Yeah, last month, where the PR staffer said, hey, if you guys can just get us your vaccination card, send a picture of it to us and get it on file. And I quickly took a picture of my card, sent it to them, and then that was it. That was basically the clearing point that put me in 2M to where I can ask questions in person.
I'm in 2M as well, but I haven't been out to a practice yet.
But you're vaccinated.
They don't know that. I might want to send my card.
I would say you should. If you haven't.
I'm going to do that right now.
Just so they know.
Okay. I'm going to do that right now. What do you think of that?
I think that's great.
I always have it on me. Just in case I get pulled over.
I don't have it on me. I have a picture. I have pictures of it on me.
I have pictures too.
I have it on my phone.
Yeah.
And because you never know. Actually, I know my wife has been in restaurants where they have asked to see either the picture of or the actual vaccination card before they would be allowed to be seated and take off their masks.
Coming up after the break, we have a Rocky Mountain Forest Products Gambling Challenge with our friends Ty, Cal, Kate, and Evan from the Just Us Guys podcast. We're going to talk about the Rockies tomorrow, but also we got odds on whether Trevor Story is going to be traded or not. That's next.
I don't do the most, but I do a lot. I'ma make a toast, cause we still alive. No big, I feel like Pac.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason. Presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk. Here's Eric and Andrew.
Coming in hot, just like the fajita.
write what I live. Coming at you hot like a fajita.
Oh, we were coming hot when we were talking about the vaccines, weren't we?
I suppose
or the coaches not getting vaccines.
I suppose fajitas do come out really hot, don't they?
Ideally, usually they're sizzling, right?
Give me the food that comes out the hottest.
That's good. Wow.
Because I think I might have the answer. Two answers, actually.
You'd probably say a steak right off the grill where you've tried, you know, if you're doing that steak right and you're getting that sear, but you want it to be medium rare or rare, you're searing it at like 500 degrees or more if you can get that grill high enough. So that's probably that's something that's really hot when you get it, at least on the surface.
I'll go Baked Alaska.
Okay.
Because it comes out on fire. And Saganaki at a Greek restaurant.
Bananas Foster,
Opa!
Too.
Right. It comes out on fire.
I just had Saganaki 2 weeks ago.
I love Saganaki.
My daughter loves Saganaki. Like, we had.
Good for her. At that age, usually like Kraft macaroni and cheese is the highest end of cheese most 9-year-olds will go.
We went to a Greek restaurant not far from where my parents live because they live in a town called Tarpon Springs. There's a huge Greek community, a lot of great Greek restaurants, basically. Best Greek food this side of Athens, pretty much. And
that's quite a statement.
This
side of Athens.
I would say so.
Okay.
I mean, with all respect, there are good Greek restaurants around here, but
they slaughter the lamb in the lobby.
It's not quite the same as what you get on the spongy docks of Tarpon Springs, but I digress. Anyhow. So we order the Saganaki as an appetizer, and they do it, yes, opa, and the flames shoot to the ceiling, and then we're splitting it, my parents, my daughter, and myself, and then...
That's not enough. You got to get two of those.
My daughter ends up having half of it. She's like, oh, Daddy, can we get more Saganaki?
Did you allow...
We got more Saganaki.
Good for you.
She like, yeah.
And then you got her shot of ouzo, put her to bed at the table.
I did not do that, although they have an ouzo... At this place, they do an ouzo mule.
Ew.
From time to time. No,
you got to do it as a shot.
No, the ouzo mule was actually really good.
Did it come in a copper cup?
It did.
Wow. Well, all right then.
There's a lot. There are more things
was
you can.
Was it served by a guy named Mykonos?
But there's actually a restaurant in that stretch of Tarpon Springs that is called Mykonos.
Because there's an island called Mykonos.
Right, exactly. But like you go along this area, it's about 25 miles from Tampa.
Her name was Athena.
It's just Greek restaurant after Greek restaurant after Greek restaurant. It's fabulous.
Yeah.
And I haven't found anything like that anywhere else I've been.
One of the funniest experiences I ever had, we went to this place called The Works, a suburb of Chicago. And I loved their food. And it's amazing to me. I understand it, I suppose, that when there are different dishes from other countries that people can't pronounce them.
Right.
Like most 3-year-olds would say, I would like the Peschetti. I get that. They're three. But not when a grown man walks into The Works and says, yeah, why don't you get me one of them gyros?
Oh, gosh.
And I'm thinking, come on, dude, really?
Do you remember the Seinfeld?
Gyros.
Do you remember the Seinfeld episode?
Gyros.
Where they're part a plot line is the gyros at Queensboro Plaza.
Gyros.
But but all through the episode, they keep saying gyro. It drives me insane.
Watch, get me one of them gyros. And I was like, come on.
It's not that hard.
Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is presented by Masterpiece Roofing. Find out how Masterpiece can get your insurance company to pay for your roof. Call 720-242-6404 or go to MasterpieceRoofing.com today.
All right, every Friday on the show, we do the Rocky Mountain Forest Products Gambling Challenge with Ty, Cal, Kate, and Evan from the Just Us Guys podcast. So, gentlemen, here we go. Rockies against the Dodgers tomorrow, which is Saturday. Give the Rockies a run and a half. Of course, that game is on the road. And then I'll be brutally honest here. I made up these odds because I couldn't find them. Okay? Trevor Story will not be traded. Will not be traded. Plus 800, which means 8-1 odds. Or he will be traded minus 800, which means you have to bet $80 to win 10. Start with the Rockies Dodgers.
Rockies Dodgers tomorrow night. That pitching matchup on Saturday night is going to be Kyle Freeland against Tony Gonsolin. And Freeland on the road
has been better.
He's been better. He's still buried numbers wise under what he did early after he first came up. But Gonsolin's been terrific so far this year. I'm going to take Dodgers, even though they're giving 1.5. And then as for Trevor Story, so you're saying 8-1 that he doesn't get traded?
Here.
I'm taking that.
Okay.
All day.
I'll just put it in another way. He won't get traded. You're willing to bet $10 to win 80. Or you're so sure you're willing to bet $80 to win 10.
I'm taking the 8-1. I'm gonna say that he's not traded if you're giving me those odds. Especially since we know a possibility is that Bill Schmidt decides, I'm just gonna sit back, keep him, and take the compensatory pick.
Guys, what do you have to say? With that, you and I talked about this last week. This is before the Patrick Saunders article. This is before all the national stuff. And I was told a couple of things by a longtime Major League Baseball executive. Number one, the Rockies were pushing Trevor Story as a second baseman because there really isn't much of a market for a shortstop to contending teams. Mm-hmm. That's number one. And number two, with Weil, I always forget his first name. Is it Mark Weil?
John Weil.
John Weil. Well, okay, his brother's Mark, so we'll just call this guy John Weil for the sake of the conversation, who used to be with the Rockies, and he knows everybody else's farm system. He got let go. Now, from what I've been told, the Rockies now have information on the guys that other teams are offering. They're slowly sifting through this right now. Bill Schmidt did not have a lot of time to go through this information a couple of weeks ago because, I guess you can say, understandably, he had a draft to concentrate on. And because he is the foremost guy in the building on the draft, he wanted to be in charge of it. But the information, from what I've been told, is there for Bill Schmidt to look at. I think Bill Schmidt, if he's the guy making the call, and he is, I think he trusts his instincts more on the upcoming draft next year than he does trusting other people on guys who might get traded to the Rockies. And that's why I think I would easily go 8-1 odds plus 800 on Story not being traded. And Rockies fans are going to be furious. And quite frankly, they're going to be furious either way because they still have an open wound with the Arenado situation.
One of the teams that came up in the Story discussions, believe it or not, was the St. Louis Cardinals.
They're not going. Listen, they can't even barely stay over 500. Please.
But it's not an organization that necessarily is accustomed to being there. That when you have been successful, when you've been successful for a long time, sometimes you delude yourself into thinking you're closer than you actually are. I think
look at the standings.
Well, no, I think a great example of this is when in 07, the Braves made a very bad trade for Mark Teixeira at the deadline with the Rangers and gave up, among others, Elvis Andrews, who's still playing.
How was Teixeira playing at the time?
He was playing very well.
Then it was a great trade.
But here's
no one has a crystal ball.
But the thing is, Atlanta was a team that thought they'd missed the playoffs the previous year, but they'd just gone to the playoffs 14 straight years. So their thought was, okay, previous year was an outlier. This is what we are. We get this one piece. We're back in the playoffs again. But they hadn't really adjusted to the fact that they were in something of a rebuilding mode, and the Cardinals haven't really accepted that they're a little bit below the radar right now. They may think their history may cause them to think they're closer than they actually are.
Yeah. Tell that to Cubs fans who still will not stop talking about the Lou Brock trade.
Cubs are sellers. They've already sold.
Oh, I know. And Chris Bryant's next to go.
Yeah.
With that, what do we have coming up on Mountain High Appliance, just in case you missed it?
One of the Broncos preseason games will be featured live on NFL Network. We'll talk about that matchup and the other games that will be on NFL Network. Also, a Mets trade going down. Mets and the Rays. The Rays involved in another trade.
Another one.
Two trades in 2 days. We'll talk about all that next right here on Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason on Mile High Sports.
About a sweet little farmer's child. They got a little blood to get a little wild. Ponytail and a pretty smile. Rope me in from a country mile. So come on over here and get in my arms. Spin me around.
Afternoon Drive with Goodman and Mason, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Andrew.
Wow, I feel like dropping acid and going to a club.
I feel like I am at kickoff of a South Carolina football game because it's the song they play.
Really?
Yes.
Actually, I take that back. I don't drop acid, but I do drink the liquors from Denver Distillery. Maybe I will go to a club and have a cocktail, a Denver Distillery cocktail. And if you're looking for something smooth and refreshing, I cannot say enough good things about Denver Distillery. They are located off of Broadway in Denver. They are a relatively new company. Man, they are making their footprint in the world of spirits. I want to bring in my friend Chris. He is the marketing director for Denver Distillery. How are you, Chris?
Doing great. How are you, Eric?
Okay, let's just make this easy. I know you win a lot of awards. Let's just, you know, it's a much shorter list to tell me the spirits that haven't won awards. It's a much, much, much shorter list, isn't it?
It is. And some of them are, the spirits themselves are so new that I haven't even had a chance to put them into awards yet.
Wow. Okay, so give me some highlights. You've been around for about 3 years. Give me some highlights that, in your opinion, has really put you guys on the map. Forget about Colorado. I'm talking about nationally.
You know what? We are one of three distilleries that I know of, and I've done my research, in the nation that make a sweet potato vodka. It's super unique. It's so good. I have requests to ship it all over the U.S., and which I can do. If you give me a call, I'll hook you up, and it's that's one of the products that we're getting a reputation for.
Well, let me give a testimonial on this. I've had the sweet potato vodka, and I talk about this on the show. I like a vodka and tonic or a vodka 7-Up, and the first time I had the sweet potato vodka, I'm like, you know what? I don't even need the tonic. I do not need the 7-Up. Granted, I'm not going to be chugging it like I'm at a frat party, but I like to sip it because I can really enjoy that sweet potato flavor.
We literally chop up 4,000 pounds of sweet potatoes per batch. It really comes through, but it's not overwhelming. It's super smooth. We're really proud of that product.
Okay, now you do more than vodka. You do gin, bourbon. I've never had the apple pie moonshine. What is that like?
It's our bourbon. Unaged bourbon is the base. So it's our, we call it our ghost spirit moonshine because we've had a couple ghost sightings at our distillery. We take that moonshine and we cut it down with a hard apple cider we get from some friends down the street, the Colorado Cider Company. We put in some spices, some local honey. It's a really nice balance of a little bit of sweet, a little bit of sour, and it tastes like your grandma's apple pie.
I don't mean any disrespect when I say this. When I was in college and I didn't have much of a palate, I loved Captain Morgan and Coke. I just did. I just thought that that was just so stinking good. Then I had your bourbon barrel aged spice rum, and that is the difference between eating a McDonald's hamburger and a steak at one of the finest restaurants in town. How do you make that?
Oh man, we make a rum out of organic molasses, and we go really slow in the fermentation stage and in the distillation. We take our time. Then we put it. As you said, we make a really fine bourbon. When we're done with those barrels, we can't use them again for bourbon. That's one of the rules. It has to be a brand new barrel when you age a bourbon. So then, what do we do with them? We fill them with rum, and we put a bunch of spices in the barrel: fresh pineapple, vanilla bean. Cinnamon sticks, some allspice, a little bit of orange peel, a bunch of spices. Let it sit and age, and it picks up just a hint of that bourbon flavor and a really nice spice profile. I'm with you, Eric. It is a thing of beauty.
All right, listen. I promised I would not do this after we saw each other today. Are you good at tap dancing?
Not at all.
Okay. Well, you're going to have to be good because you told me you guys have just won another award that you are not allowed to talk about specifically. So tap dance around what you guys have done again.
I can say that our gin is our most award-winning product that we've made to date. We're expecting some good news on that end.
By the way, I brought over some bagels and cream cheese. What liquor goes well with bagels and cream cheese?
The one that helps you digest the cream cheese and bagels, just yes. It was just fine. I'm gonna go with vodka with that one, just because I like a good smoked salmon with my bagels and cream cheese.
Nicely done. Okay, where can people find you in liquor stores? Where can people find you in local restaurants?
We are all over the state. You can go to your Total Wine, your big box places like Molly's, Argonauts. But if you have a local liquor store around you, look up on our website. At the very bottom of the homepage, there is a map of all the places that currently carry our products. Go to denverdistillery.com and you'll find that information.
And what about restaurants? Because that's really the highest compliment, when a restaurant says, we want to serve you behind our bar.
Yeah, we've got some great partnerships around the city. One or two that I can think of off the top of my head here. If you go to Adelita's, which is just down the street from us, incredible food.
Right.
They carry almost our entire lineup of spirits, have a couple of them in their cocktails. We definitely take it as very high praise when someone of that caliber signs on with our spirits.
What if somebody like, I don't know, Olive Garden says, we got to carry your stuff? That's probably not as high of a compliment, is it?
Well, you know, I'm not going to complain. if they want to elevate their cocktail program with their spirits, I'm not going to say no.
Well, in order to eat their food, you would need some Denver Distillery. Chris, have a great weekend, man.
Thanks, team.
All right. See you, pal. Bye. Time now for the final word.
Presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk. Just in case you missed it. Presented by Mountain High Appliance, Colorado's favorite appliance store for 25 years in Louisville, Colorado Springs, and now open in their new store in Littleton. Go to mountainhighappliance.com.
Just in case you missed it, NFL Network set to air a record 23 live preseason games, including on August 14th, the Broncos at the Vikings, facing off against George Payton's former team. Is this too many preseason games to broadcast, or do you like the expansion of coverage for the NFL preseason?
Well, I'll put it to you this way. I can't stomach the preseason. I personally cannot. I understand why fans want to watch their guys and see who's going to make the final cut. The problem for the NFL Network is they're the NFL flagship station, and they don't have many games, or at least the ones that really count.
Yeah, because like they have Thursday Night Football in the regular season, but those games are also usually on Fox, and I believe they don't have any games after this year because the contract for Thursday Night Football goes to Amazon Prime.
Right.
So, yeah. It's all they can do, but preseason football is not very compelling.
When you can't serve the steak, you better make your side dish really, really good. And that's all the NFL Network gets. Commentary, preseason games, and replays of games, and replays of Super Bowls.
What they need is a minor league.
Yeah.
An NFL developmental league in the offseason, people would actually, like, if there were the developmental Broncos, people would actually watch that.
All right, that was Mountain High Appliance. Just in case you missed it, you can try out any appliance before you buy them. You can find them in Louisville and Littleton. I was just at their clearance center today, and man, they have a lot of great stuff, and the pricing is fantastic. So if you want something high quality, great prices, or something to fit your budget, go to Mountain High Appliance. You can find them in Louisville, Littleton, and again, you can find their clearance center in Denver. Coming up after the break, Warren Sharp. He is one of those stat guys, stat geeks, and he had something to say about Drew Locke. And if you love Teddy Bridgewater, you're going to love what Warren Sharp had to say. That's next.